It's Tuesday, February 24th, 2015, and here are the stories we're covering this week. Will technology help us escape the commute? Some Lenovo computers came with a mean little piece of spyware already installed. Search engine Yandex is bringing Google's competition practices to the authorities in Russia. A new study has found that Facebook is the biggest drain on smartphone performance. The latest Barbie doll will have an embedded microphone and speaker and require a Wi-Fi connection to communicate with your kids. And forgetting all that was learned from Google Glass, Sony is taking on smart eyeglasses. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
Green screen kits are now on sale at cat5.tv/green. You can save as much as 56% off the regular price. Get all that you need to build your very own green screen studio, just like Sasha Dermatis' newsroom, and start doing special effects for videos or still photography. You can get all the gear at cat5.tv/green.
I'm Sasha Dermatis, and here are the top stories from the category5.tv newsroom. Fed up of endless traffic jams and overcrowded trains? Then how about commuting to work in your own jetpack? New Zealand firm Martin Aircraft Company is building a one-person jetpack scheduled to go on sale in 2016, and it actually seems to work.
What?
Yes.
Although it is incredibly massive.
That's not that bad. Well,
it's basically a car strapped to your back.
It's a bit hippie.
I wonder how heavy that would be.
It's weightless.
That was really bad.
Although currently slated for use by emergency services, it is only a small leap to imagine it in the hands of commuters. In 5 to 10 years, we wouldn't be surprised to see jetpacks flying around on a daily basis, according to Chief Executive Peter Cocker. In some countries, even being used instead of transport. Which is fine as long as they had some sort of regulations, but can you imagine road rage in the sky?
I gotta say, I would definitely be surprised. That's nuts.
Jeez. I want five.
And yeah. Obviously not in Canada, because I'll tell you, I'm happy to be inside my car.
Yes.
When it's minus 20 degrees.
In the winter.
So,
yes,
the jetpack.
In the summer.
In the summer, instead of a scooter.
Yeah.
It's an interesting, I don't know, it'll take over maybe the squirrel suits.
The Segway of the future.
Lovely. All right. Chinese computer maker Lenovo was offering customers a tool to help them remove pre-installed software that experts warned was a security risk. The Superfish adware program, which was branded as offering shopping tips, was shipped on some of the company's notebook devices. Lenovo said on Thursday it had disabled it because of customer complaints, but later a statement said the company was also aware of the security risks about the software and the company was focused on fixing it. Superfish was designed to help users find products by visually analyzing images on the web to find the cheapest ones. Users had initially complained about intrusive pop-up ads appearing on their browsers. Computer experts later warned that the software was potentially compromising their security. Superfish appears to work by substituting its own security key for the encryption certificates used by many websites. This would allow it or anyone who hacked Superfish to collect data over secure web connections. The company said, "We apologize for causing these concerns among our users. We are learning from this experience and will use it to improve what we do and how we do it in the future." Lenovo said it had acted swiftly and decisively and that users could download a patch to remove Superfish. So, Robbie, I don't understand actually what that means. Like, what security? I feel like that's wrong. Okay. The web security certificate thing. Explain.
Well, first of all, they acted swiftly in order to remove the malware that they pre-installed on the systems.
Now, why did they install it
swiftly after they were caught?
I'll tell you what I think.
Swiftly after they were caught.
Oh, after they were caught. Yeah. What are they? The NSA?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. this is not servers. This is not Lenovo servers. This is not Lenovo business grade systems. These are the Lenovo consumer grade systems. These are the ones that you go into the super centers and you get a laptop for $300 and you think you're getting a good deal. Well, nothing's free, right? Yeah. So what do? They're in cahoots with a company that you can put your software on these laptops and maybe, you know, there's some cash involved. And
it
helps offset expenses. That's kind of a sick business practice. If you, I mean, what can you do, right? So you've got a laptop. You've bought a laptop. It's got malware pre-installed that is intercepting your internet traffic. That's all fine and good if it was doing some, you know, some kind of good. It's supposedly targeting you toward products that you're interested in, but it's doing it in a way that it's directing you to what they want to direct you to. But here's the problem, and Sasha, you mentioned it in your question. What is this whole security, the SSL interception? And that's the fact that they're not just intercepting open traffic. So, you know, if I send a text file over an unsecure connection, it's not just that. They're also intercepting secure connection data.
That's so frightening. So
they, when you log into your online banking and you think you're secure, they can read that. They can get your username and password from that transaction. So they're actually intercepting what you think is a secure connection and then sharing that data with
who knows, shopping
companies, according to Superfish and Lenovo. So Lenovo acted swiftly and removed it, or gave
like
the option
like
to remove
Taylor
it.
There's a great Taylor Swift pun in there somewhere.
There always is a really great Taylor Swift pun.
So
does that shed some light on it?
Like, is that it's incredibly scary?
I'm probably a little bit. This kind of business practice drives me nuts. So I'm a little offended that this even happened on behalf of the users who innocently are running one of these computers and are having their traffic intercepted like
that. Yeah, because they just wanted a cheap laptop so they can, you know, do work or social media or whatever else they do on their laptop, and or even like online banking or anything. Because like a lot of companies are now going paperless, so they have to do everything online.
True
so
enough.
If you don't have like, so you're looking at a cheap computer so you can do this, all this paperless stuff that the company wants you to do, and then
it's
all of
secure.
A sudden...
It's safe.
Yeah, totally safe. Mm-hmm.
Sasha, I don't know if it was being exploited in the wild, if anyone was actually taking advantage of the potential vulnerability here. Mm-hmm. It's just the fact that Lenovo pre-installed this, and it could have happened to their users.
Mm-hmm. Scary, but they're on it now. Google faces the prospect of a fresh competition investigation after Russia's biggest search engine filed a complaint with the authorities. Yandex alleges that its rival has an unfair advantage because it insists device makers set Google as the default search engine or default search setting if they want to pre-install its Play Store. Google Play is promoted as the safest and best stocked marketplace for apps and other media Android devices. Google has yet to respond. The U.S. company has yet to see the complaint filed with the Russian Federal Anti-Monopoly Service, or FAS. However, Google may try to defend itself by noting that manufacturers are free to install rival services if they choose not to preload its other software. It is also likely to argue that customers can carry out searches via other software, including Yandex's search app, after buying an Android handset or tablet. So there you go. Yandex in Russia is trying to chip away at the old Google block. So we'll see. The Russian authorities, I wonder what they'll do with Google.
It seems to be never ending, these kinds of these kinds of controversies. But I'm thinking about it in terms of analogy and thinking, okay, if a car manufacturer, you know, if I bought a Mazda car and I, as a consumer, received that car and it had a Mazda stereo system, I could always take that out and replace it. Just like I could change to Bing.
That was a good one.
I know. I'll be here all night. But I could make that selection. But what's different here is that the manufacturer is being told that they can't install anything other than a Mazda stereo or something like that. It's a little bit different.
But so, like, saying that...
I think I understand Google's perspective, for sure. You want to use our stuff? You're going to use our stuff.
Well, your option is you can use the stuff that seems to be the most widely stocked and most available, right? The Google Play Store has...
Yeah.
Or you can choose Yandex. Whatever. It's up to you.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. But everybody's going to pick
Google Play. Because everyone likes Google.
It's true.
People don't like Bing. People like Google.
How did this entire conversation happen?
Oh my! All right, on to Facebook. It seems the more socially connected you are, the more likely your smartphone's battery is running almost on empty, and not because those consumers are always updating their status, sharing images, or waiting for the latest viral video. Different apps put a strain on smartphones in different ways, and according to online security company AVG Technologies, social media apps have the biggest impact, followed by games and shopping apps. That's the only three categories of apps, I think, that
there
are.
Yeah, what else is there? There's games, shopping, what was the other one?
Social media.
Social media and Angry Birds.
That's games.
Angry Birds is games. Literally its entire genre.
It has its own category, Sasha.
Yeah. Wow. Gosh. AVG's data comes via its own app, currently installed on over 1 million Android devices. It measures how installed apps dent smartphone performance, and results are collected and presented every quarter. At the top of the list is Facebook, which, thanks to the app always being running in the background, monitoring activity on the network and sending notifications, has the biggest overall drain. Yuval Ben-Inzak, Chief Technology Officer at AVG Technologies, said what surprised them was that some of these tools and security updates aimed at improving your phone experience were, in fact, impacting it quite heavily. The hope of the study is that people will better understand the resource usage on their device, helping them manage which apps are allowed to run. So if you want to know which apps are best for your phone, download their app. Seems to be probably available in the Google Play Store.
I can see that.
Yep.
I can see that. Like, I'll have, like, if I'm, like some days... Like, I've got the HTC One Mate, and it's got wonderful battery life. I love it so much. But I notice that if I'm on it for an extended period of time, especially on Facebook or other social media, it's like my battery goes from, like, 70 to 30 or 70 to 50. Like,
just like that.
It was, like, gone.
I think it would be wise to... maybe there is a setting. I haven't ever looked for it, but is there a way to just set it to... only run when I click on it.
Well, I think
The way you would do it is you turn off your push notifications. So I've done that with all of my applications, and I use Password Box.
Another way I've done it is I actually go into my data settings, and I go into each individual thing, and I select get rid of the background data. So that when it's not running, it's not actually breaking in or out data. Yeah. I discovered that because my data was going over every month, but it was all background data.
All your friends just...
It was all background data. I got mad. So a lot of it is it only works like the background data when I'm on Wi-Fi, which is, I think, a little bit better than just regular data.
Oh, okay.
But
you'd still be running your battery life.
I'd still be running my battery life, but not as badly as it was before. And I've noticed a difference... Because, like, last month, I was, like, over my data. I was over my data before, like, the 15th of January. I was, like, so mad.
This is important news. This is breaking news. Barbie is having a digital makeover with the release of an internet-connected version of the iconic doll. Toy maker Mattel is partnering with U.S. startup Toy Talk to develop Hello Barbie, which will have two-way conversations with children. The Barbie will use a speech recognition platform developed by Toy Talk. A prototype of the doll was at the New York Toy Fair on the 14th of February, where many up-and-coming smart toys were on display. The Hello Barbie will be able to play interactive games and tell stories and jokes. It will also listen to the child's conversation and adapt over time. So, for instance, if a child mentions that they like to dance, the doll may refer to this in a future chat. The doll requires a Wi-Fi connection and can provide an hour's worth of playtime when fully charged. Questions, comments, thoughts, concerns, Robbie?
Okay. Did anyone else watch Person of Interest this past weekend?
No.
Okay. Did you watch Person of Interest this past weekend? It's surprisingly relevant because what they had was an app that was kind of like Siri kind of thing, yeah, where you just ask it a question, but it went to some server somewhere and some real person was entering the questions, ooh, and providing, well, answers, and then their system would eventually, you know, intelligently create those answers.
This links to a couple of other recent news stories. The Samsung Smart TV was talking about how it would, yeah, hear what you were saying when you were pressing the microphone button, and it goes to a third party company when they can't quite understand your audio. They, right, translate it and then they communicate back.
So is Barbie
something
listening
similar
all the time?
Would be probably happening with Barbie, yeah, right? Mm-hmm. She might not be listening all the time, but definitely there's got to be a third party company that's, mm-hmm, deciphering what this child says, especially child talk, which is kind of garbled, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't like to create conspiracy theories, but can I give you mine?
Yeah.
I have kids.
Yeah.
I have,
yeah,
a 4-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 9-year-old. And I know my 4-year-old, he's a boy, he's probably not going to rush out and buy a Hello Barbie, but...
Your daughter might.
My daughter is 9, and she's maybe beyond the age, but maybe. If you had a young daughter who had this Barbie, just thinking of the way that my boy plays with toys and stuff, he's going to leave it on all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be on all the time. The kid, if there is a button that has to be pushed in order to feedback the audio, he's going to be holding it in 24/7.
Yeah.
Or she, or whatever.
You know, though, what I just thought of, what's probably going to end up happening, and it's not quite so scary as far as security risks now that I'm, yeah, thinking about it, it's probably just going to turn into a big commercial where Barbie's just going to tell these kids, you like to dance? Well, buy my friend toy.
Right. Oh, my goodness, yes. Yeah. Well, and there's
tell
a scary
parents
thing, and I brought up Person of Interest, and, you know, not to plug awesome, amazing shows or anything, but the fear that they had proposed is that, okay, well, what happens when somebody gets in there and somebody, in this particular case, it was, where can I get help, a suicide prevention line? And they drove them to the opposite of that, something that would drive them to depression. And so,
right,
and it was targeted to try to force them over the edge. Mm-hmm. Well, if a kid was talking into this Barbie and communicating with it, I don't know who's on the other end.
Exactly.
Who's controlling the responses?
Superfish.
And I hope not.
Interesting. Well, maybe Barbie will buy a new pair of smart glasses. A developer edition of Sony's augmented reality smart glasses will go on sale in 10 countries next month. Pre-orders for the smart eyeglass costing $840 or £620 are now being taken in the UK and Germany, with Japan and the US to follow shortly. The black framed glasses are compatible with recent Android power smartphones. Sony's initial model will come with a software development kit to encourage people to design apps for it. The glasses contain an accelerometer, gyroscope, compass, image and brightness sensors, 3-megapixel camera, and a microphone. They come with a controller designed to be attached to clothing, which contains a speaker, touch sensor, and the device's battery. Text is displayed in the front of the wearer in monochrome green. So let's see if that's any better than Google Glass. We'll see. For all your tech news with a slight Linux bias, visit the Category5.tv newsroom at newsroom.category5.tv. For the Category5.tv newsroom, I'm Sasha Dermatis.